From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has belatedly denounced the white supremacists who staged last weekend's deadly rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. He spoke from the White House on Monday.
Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. We are a nation founded on the truth that all of us are created equal. We are equal in the eyes of our Creator. We are equal under the law, and we are equal under our Constitution. Those who spread violence in the name of bigotry strike at the very core of America.
Trump's comments followed 2 days of intense criticism from across the U.S. political spectrum for his failure to explicitly condemn the white nationalists and other groups who organized Saturday's rally. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has issued a warning to North Korea, warning that any attempt to launch missiles at U.S. soil could escalate into war very quickly. If they do that, it's game on, Mattis told Pentagon reporters during an impromptu briefing late on Monday. You don't shoot at people in this world unless you want to bear the consequence, he said. North Korea's official news agency said on Tuesday that the country's leader Kim Jong-un had received a report from his army on its plans to strike the area around Guam, a U.S. territory in the western Pacific Ocean. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. President Trump ordered his trade office on Monday to investigate whether China is stealing American intellectual property. China warned that both countries would end up losers in any trade war that could result. Trump took a break from his working vacation to return to Washington to sign an executive order directing the trade representative to investigate the alleged Chinese theft of American technology and intellectual property. Trump wants trade officials to look at Chinese practices that force American companies to divulge their proprietary intellectual information in order to do business in China. He said, we will defend our workers and protect our innovations. He called the investigation one big move. This, he said, is just the beginning. Officials in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown, say at least 200 people are dead after a mudslide and heavy flooding. The catastrophe in the early hours of Monday followed hours of heavy rains. Witnesses described a hillside collapse in the Regent area and said roads became, quote, churning rivers of mud. The mortuary told state media that a lack of space is forcing workers to leave bodies on the floor. The United Nations says gunmen have attacked a UN peacekeeping base in the northern Mali city of Timbuktu, killing 7 people. UN officials say the dead include 5 Malian security guards, a gendarme, and a Malian contractor working for the UN mission. They say 6 assailants were also killed by UN peacekeepers during the Monday afternoon attack. The violence follows another attack on Monday in which armed men opened fire on UN peacekeeping forces and Malian troops in a central Malian town. One peacekeeper and one Malian soldier were killed in that attack. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence met Monday with refugees who fled the chaos in Venezuela for the safety of a church in Cartagena, Colombia. He told reporters, President Trump sent me here with a message of compassion for those families that are fleeing Venezuela. We are with them. We stand with them to restore democracy in Venezuela. With store shelves empty and staples hard to find, many Venezuelans cross into Brazil and Colombia to buy food. Some don't return. Pence repeated what he told Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos, that the United States, quote, will not stand by while Venezuela collapses into dictatorship. We will not stand by while Venezuela crumbles. You can find more on these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.